If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I try to convey this to pastors on many occasions. You can't pastor people and tell them to follow you when you won't submit and follow somebody else. If you don't submit, the people will no longer follow you. That's the rule of family. The father is the head. So much so that in the book of Exodus, God said, if the father hears the wife vow a vow, he can disallow the vow, and God won't hold the woman responsible. People that are successful in their marriages, the wife knows that she must first ask her husband's permission in order to receive the blessing of the Lord in that situation. Satan came against the foundation when he set the woman against the man. In Deuteronomy 22, God says, a woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. He wasn't talking about clothes. He was talking about her position. She shouldn't act mannish. Now we're going to get personal. You shouldn't look mannish. You ever watch Big Bang Theory? Okay, those of you that watch Big Bang Theory, who watches Big Bang? Okay, now, you ever notice Amy Farrah Fowler, Sheldon's girlfriend? You ever notice she never wears pants in the show? You ever know? Probably never pay any attention to it. You ever notice she never wears pants? You know why? She's an Orthodox Jew. She doesn't wear pants in her everyday life because it violates her religious beliefs. There's an excellent example of your upbringing at home being carried over in your life. She doesn't even wear pants at home in her everyday life. She refused because someone asked her, and she said, that's why. Never in the show will you ever see Amy Farrah Fowler with pants, because as an Orthodox Jew, she will not wear them. Christians wear anything. We'll wear stuff that accentuates our bosom. We'll wear stuff that accentuates our posterior. We'll wear stuff that's so short the man don't have to imagine. We will advertise. No, we don't have anything for sale, but we'll advertise anyway just to get attention. Now, watch this. Men will play with what's been advertised, but they won't marry it. And a man, according to the word of God, everything I'm teaching is in this book. According to the word of God, the man has to protect his woman's virtue. That means you have the responsibility to say, you better get yourself one of those camisoles. Well, honey, everybody wearing it. Everybody except you. You better look, you get that thing up here. That dog just ain't gonna hunt. I tell you what, I'll take you out and get you a Louis Vuitton shawl. You put it on, everybody gonna think it's a new style. You covet. Why? Because you're mine. If something's a little too tight, as the husband, you gotta tell, let me take a look at you before you go out. No. In fact, you ain't going out for a couple reasons. One is you're getting the desired effect on this dress. The second is you're getting the desired effect on this dress. You ain't going nowhere. But God says that in the family, the man is the head. Now, as a people, we don't like that. Why? Go back in our culture to the institution of slavery. By stripping the man from the family, the slave masters made the woman rise to the position of head. They never relinquished it when slavery was over. In fact, we embraced it. Child, don't buy no man no shoes. Put them on and walk right out your house. Then you should buy him shoes with a GPS so you can find him when he walks away. Why has this become such a problem in the church? Listen carefully. As a result of the absence of masculine leadership, the church is in a quandary. They don't know how to function. Pastors have become so desperate to become a part of the worldly function that they've exalted their wives to co-pastor status. Now, how would you feel if I put a two-headed monster in front of you? Nothing with two heads works. It's a monstrosity. How are you going to have two? Watch. The pastor says no. The co-pastor, not knowing that the pastor said no, said yes. Who do you listen to? In our desperate attempt to create oneness, we put a responsibility on the wife who was not able to handle it. That's what Deuteronomy 22:5 is about. You're not to put on the garment of a man, his responsibility. Now, some of you are saying, see, Pastor Lambert don't believe in women preachers. Yes, I do. Look at them. They're all over the place. And they preach well. I'm talking about women preachers. I'm talking about husbands and wives. So get off me. I've ordained women in the bishopric. God bless them. That's between them and God. Have women bishops in my organization. Hallelujah. Got no problem with that. I'm talking about husbands and wives, not bishops. The Bible doesn't address that. It addresses husbands and wives. The foundation of the family is the husband and the wife and their relationship. Healthy children do not come up from sound academic surroundings. They come up with sensible parents. When that child sees order, discipline, purpose in the home, they will expect it in society. Listen, they will not go after foolish friends because they've learned discipline at home. You won't have to chase them down. They will see it at home. Now, when the woman realizes that her place is a place of honor, go to Ephesians. When she realizes her place is a place of honor. Oh, glory. Ephesians 5. Paul teaches the church. He teaches the church. Why does Paul dedicate such a large portion of his writing to family? He starts out in Ephesians 1 and 2 talking about the family of God and how we're part of that family. And now he says we'll get into specifics in chapter 5. He says, verse 21, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. There has to be submission one to another. No one is above anybody else. If you notice, we go back to Genesis in our minds. If you notice, Genesis 1 says God made everything, right? Then we keep going through Genesis 1, 2, and 3, and Moses writes the specifics of creation, correct? So we can safely say that when he made man, everything was there. Right? All the animals were there. Do we agree? Come on, I'm used to interaction. Okay, now, God turns around and he tells the man, you are to dominate everything you see. You're to dominate the fish. You're to dominate the land animals, the air animals, and everything you see is dominated by you. What was missing? Woman. It was never the plan of God for a man to dominate a woman. That's why she wasn't given until after that command. So maybe you one of them Wild West men. Baby, you gonna do what I tell you to do. You don't deserve a woman. Because you're dominating her. You don't keep a woman in tow. Look, I'm ready to go. You go when I say go. You don't need a woman. You need a dog. So go out and buy yourself a Rottweiler who'll turn on you after you mistreat them. But a woman, if you understand, Lord, help me. I need somebody. Which one of y'all have a big diamond on? She left hers home. None of my preachers have big diamonds. See there? We love the Lord, not money. I got good preachers here. I love you guys. Anybody? Do you have a big diamond on? Yeah, you. All right, come on. Give it to me. Give it to me. Where your husband? He ain't here? Okay, that's all right. Give me.
Praise Jesus.
She said, glory. Oh, glory. This big. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Now, she got big diamond. What's that shape called? Solitaire? Is that it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. He really loved her. Deacon loved her. That's why he working today, isn't he? He got to pay for this one. Big diamond. Okay. Now, what do you do with this diamond every now and then? Clean it. When you take it off, do you kind of just throw it aside? Put it up someplace special, don't you? Because it means a lot to you. This diamond, metaphorically, is like a woman. See how she cares for it? When you go to buy a diamond, you look for clarity, carat, what else? Color, and cut. What do you look for in a woman? Cut. Before you propose, meet her mother, grandmother, aunts, everybody. Find out which one has beat up a man. And see how far away they are from the woman you want to marry. If it's like a third cousin on the uncle's side, then you all right. But if it's that immediate aunt, then you best take a step back, because those genes tend to flow pretty free. Cut. What are they cut from? What type of cloth are they cut from? Clarity. Are they open with you? Because the worst thing to have is an Eve who secretly questions you, and the devil sees that and comes and tempts her with the question. She should have gone to her husband and said, well, why is it that God said not to do it? You know Adam told her because she said what Adam told her. And you know God didn't tell her. Why didn't she ask for clarity? Because she kept it in her heart. Well, I ain't going to ask. See, because I don't want him to get mad with me. No, ask him. You're a rib. Ask.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11315A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.